The Harvey Tech Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Harvey Tech Podcast. My name is Ralph, and I'm Senior Specialist for Sales Enablement at Harvey. Today's topic is, do you know what very high pressures can be used for in hydraulics and how they're realized? To cover this topic, I invited my very charming colleague, Diana, who works as product manager for seated valves at Harvey, who is going to introduce us to this topic. Welcome, Diana. Yeah. Nice to see you.
Thanks, Ralph, for inviting me again. Nice to be here again.
Always a pleasure. So let's get started with the first part of the question. You're talking about very high pressures, and that sounds especially high if you're pointing it out like that. What kind of pressure levels are we talking about here?
Yeah, I like how precise you read my sentences. Yeah, exactly. I'm talking about very high pressures. And when I talk about very high pressures, I mean 700 bar or even more.
Okay. That sounds like very high pressure, especially for a non-hydraulic person like me. What are the common hydraulic ranges?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to know, of course, that actually in hydraulics, we usually have a level up to 350 bar.
Okay.
So when we talk about very high, and we talk about twice as much, very often the pumps don't reach more than the 350 bar and all the common products and applications are more on this level. Not everyone in hydraulics can reach such high pressures as we can. Mm-hmm. We as Harvey actually are, since the very beginning, active in this special field, let's say, of hydraulics. So 75 years now, we're celebrating this year. And we are the market leader.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we're proud of it.
Well, that sounds really great. But it's not a normal range. I mean, we're talking 700 or 350. Who needs it anyway? What's the market?
Yeah, the interesting thing is, or the basic rule is, the higher the pressure goes, the smaller the components can be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting if you want to make compact systems with a really high power density. So then you would go on this field.
Okay, so we have a lot of power in very little
It's
very compact, to put it that way. So do you have some practical examples where this is used?
Yeah. One typical example, for example, is for fire brigades.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a car accident, for example, you have several cars that maybe bumped into each other. Yeah, they are really bumped together. And now the fire brigade has to cut people out because you can't open the doors anymore. So the fire brigade has special tools.
Mm-hmm.
We call it rescue tools. And with these rescue tools, you have to bring them to the car.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to be not too heavy. Yeah, so you can bring them there. But you have to cut a lot of sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need a lot of force. So that would be a typical example. You want not too much weight, but you have to have the force.
So we're primarily talking a lot of hydraulic hand tools that would use this because of the weight and how much they can do and such.
Basically, all of the hand tools, they don't always go up to 700 bar, but basically, this hand tools where you need a lot of force. So bolt cutters is similar to rescue tools.
Mm-hmm.
We have nut splitters. We have crimping tools. They all need this. And you can think also, for example, of slaughterhouses. Maybe not the first thing you think of, but if you think of a slaughterhouse to cut the animals, also similar tools like bolt cutters. And all in these applications, then you find our components.
Okay. So we've talked car accidents, we've talked slaughterhouses, not very appetizing. Do you maybe have some more appetizing applications that our audience might be familiar with?
Yeah, it caught me. I like these because they show a lot the specialty, but there's nicer stuff too. One thing I like personally is the construction sector, also mm-hmm. something you can, very figurative, where you can imagine the applications.
Yeah.
If you take tunnel boring, for example. Mm-hmm. So when you make for a street a new tunnel, you have very big, very, very huge drills,
mm-hmm.
and they drill into rock, so very solid material, and therefore you would need high-pressure components, for example.
Okay.
That's one thing. Another also very nice thing is mm-hmm. bridge construction, for example.
Yeah.
If you have really big bridges, they often come with already pre-manufactured concrete parts.
Mm-hmm.
These concrete parts can have several thousand tons. So mm-hmm. they're really, really heavy and big parts. Mm-hmm. And you have to lift them a little bit mm-hmm. and move them so you can yeah. build the bridge in the end. And for that, that works also much better with high-pressure components. So we're involved very often, mm-hmm. often in this kind of application.
Sounds like a lot of infrastructure work.
Yes,
but that's pretty much a niche. Does anybody really need these components outside of a very specific area?
Yes and no. Okay. You're right that the really high pressure in hydraulics is only a small part.
Mm-hmm.
But these components are also interesting for anybody else in hydraulics. If you don't need the high pressure, what can happen? Then you might still look for small components. That's mm-hmm. one thing. Or you might look for something that has a really long, that is really reliable and has a long lifetime. Because if you don't use the full pressure and really use that component mm-hmm. hard, then these parts are super robust. They last basically, I would not say forever, but they are really, really long lasting and super robust parts. So if you look for something long lasting, mm-hmm. then high pressure components are also very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about long lasting,
exactly.
I wanted to mention that if we in the technical support sometimes get requests and tickets for spare parts or for mm-hmm. repair of pieces or substitutes, mm-hmm. It's sometimes like archaeology, because customers come to us with parts that lasted for 40 or even 50 years.
okay.
You look at the documents, so we dig into our documentation, and then we find drawings from 68 still handmade, or from 83 or whatever. So that happens, and that shows us that really the components are very long-lasting and good.
Well, it's good for our customers, but they can actually be bad for our own business, isn't it, mm-hmm. if our parts last this long. Let's move from the application to the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Why can our components withstand these high pressures and others can't? What makes us special, and what kind of components do we have?
Mm. I start with the components.
Mm-hmm.
I said we are celebrating 75 years this year, and we really made some history research, and we are preparing a real history book. And mm-hmm. if you look into that, you will find that the first high pressure pump that we made was requested by a forklift manufacturer, a very mm-hmm. big German forklift manufacturer, who wanted to realize a compact system. So we
Makes
developed
sense.
Our first high pressure pump.
Mm-hmm.
Done that. We found that, okay, now we have the pressure pump, the high pressure pump, but we need the valves also that go with it. So, mm-hmm. okay, we extended and made the first valves. And so this was the beginning, and over many, many years, the range got bigger and bigger. And today we have power packs, pumps, and a full range of valves you could think of mm-hmm. that go up to this 700 bar. So we have a real extended program in that. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm not asking you to give away any trade secrets now, but what is our secret? How do our components withstand these high pressures?
Yeah, so the basic is what I think Kave is also known for, is that we consistently work with steel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some work with iron, cast iron and so on.
Right.
We go on steel.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, steel is not steel, and how you work it is, mm-hmm. is a lot of experience. So we are talking about wall thicknesses, So we have to know how small can we go and it's still working. And we're talking about material combinations. We're talking about hardening processes. We're talking about surface treatment, very important also. And we have very sophisticated machines for that and many years of experience. And so all that together, allows us to always move forward and fulfill all the challenges that come from our customers. So, yeah, we are continuously developing in this part. We are getting better. And
so our R&D department and our engineers really stand on their toes, and really their work doesn't run out the way I hear you.
They know how to do this. And I'm sure there are more challenges or maybe interesting other applications that can make use. We always have new applications and are surprised what hydraulics can be used for. So if there are more challenges, contact us.
That sounds great. And those are great closing words from you. So let me summarize real quick some of the most important things. What I learned today is that there are applications that work with very high pressures. And when we say that, we're talking around 700 bar. Normal is about 350.
Right.
And this is, of course, worthwhile because the hydraulics need to be compact and produce high power density because, after all, that's what's required. Lightweight, you mentioned, so that they can be carried around. I still have those rescue tools in mind. Jaws of life definitely come to mind. But these components are also suitable for the lower pressures, which then extends their lifetime usage, which again can be cost savings for our customers because these things are unkillable and they're so robust. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, that's a good summary. Yeah. So basically, everybody can make use of high pressure components.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you, Diana, for joining me again. It's always interesting, and I look forward to our next podcast. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts, you know, interesting information that you would like to hear, please write us at podcast@havi.de so that we can prepare material for you that you find interesting. I thank you for your time and attention. Thank you very much. Thank you, Diana.
You're welcome.
Until next time.